it's the stigma of being gay. And especially it's a double whammy because here you are as an African-American and being gay. You do have, you know, the African-American religious community on this side coming and attacking you. Then on this side, you have African-American culture coming and attacking you. Because in Black culture, I think that we view being homosexual as a negativity. Look at hip-hop culture. Hip-hop culture looks down on homosexuality. And that's the reason why I believe that you have a lot of these people who are in the closet because it's that stigma.
But there's also this weird sort of thing that goes on, and not to get too inside baseball for listeners, but there is also this thing in the African-American community where gay members, LGBT members of the community are quintessential in the African-American churches.
It's
not a secret either. It's sort of an open secret.
Right.
But, I mean, and not just in choir directors and the stereotype, but I mean, fundamentally in hair salons and that you see openly gay members of the community everywhere.
Right.
Who are accepted as a part of the community. And yet those sort of spaces are still left for more feminine performing members of the LGBT community. It seems that there's more of a stigma and problem for being a quote unquote masculine performing man and to come out and being gay. Is that the difference there?
I think there is a difference. But then you think about, like, what is masculinity anyway? I mean, it's something that we define by characteristics, behaviors, and actions. You know, I mean, I like to watch sports. You know, I like to drink beer. You know, I like to do the guy things. You know, but at the same time, I'll admit, I loved Guiding Light when it was on the air. So I used to watch it every day. What is masculinity? You know, it's just something that we as a society define on what's acceptable about what guys do, what's acceptable for what girls do. This is what I tell people. Because, you know, you have people in the religious community that say being gay is a choice. I didn't ask God when I was born on an application, do I want to be gay? Check yes, no. And I think that's the reason why I went to severe depression was because I didn't want to be gay. And if I had a choice now, I don't want to be gay. But this is just how I am. This is what I've known. This is what feels natural for me.
So we know in society there are certain harmful sexual stereotypes about African American people. Have you, I guess, seen those kinds of stereotypes play out in the gay community? And is it different?
No. There are certain stereotypes about being a Black gay man. One is being hypersexual and oversexed. I had so many older white men. I had one guy came up to me, approached me, and he says, "Hey, good looking, how are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing? Thanks for the compliment. You know, how can I get to know you?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I wasn't interested." And so he's like, "Oh, you want money?" I lost it on him, completely lost it. And I told him, I said, "Here, let me tell you something, friend." I said, "I have a bachelor's with two specialties. I have a master's, and I just graduated number one in my class for master's, and I probably make more money than you do. So don't you sit up there and tell me that, hey, good look, you want money. No, do you want money?"